Well, God bless you all. I trust you're all blessed already this evening, especially with that powerful song. So thank you for joining in here. But you know something, guys? Many of us have been experiencing different challenges, such as health issues, different forms of loss, maybe job changes. The list really doesn't end because we as humans are prone to all sorts of things like that. But I would say that many of us are go-getters and want to do something or anything really to solve these problems head on, especially if we can. So with that being said, it's on my heart to begin a little teaching series on a topic that I've entitled The Roadmap to Deliverance. And tonight's sharing specifically is what I'm calling Learning to Wait. Okay? Because nobody likes to do that. But there's an old phrase that says, don't just stand there, do something. Whether there's a problem at work, a project at home, or maybe there's an emergency situation that arises, our natural impulse is to react with swift and decisive action. After all, we think the situation won't resolve itself. And I'll speak for myself. These days, I've been wanting answers right away without allowing the Father to fill my heart with the peace that it desperately needs. Because I think we all want good things to happen in our lives, but too often we want it now, especially with deliverance, not later. Because when it doesn't happen that way, we're always so tempted to ask, well, when, God, when? I would say most of us need to grow in that area of trusting God instead of focusing on the when question. And if you're missing joy and peace, you're not trusting God. If your mind feels worn out all the time, you're not trusting God. The tendency to want to know about everything that's going on can be detrimental to our walk with the Father. Because sometimes knowing everything can be uncomfortable and can even hurt you. Again, I'll speak for myself. I spend a large part of my time, especially recently, as I just mentioned, being impatient, frustrated, and disappointed because there are still things that I don't know the answer to. But God has had to teach me to leave things alone and quit feeling that I need to know everything right away. So now I'm finally learning to trust the one who knows all things and accept that some questions may never be answered. And that's okay. Because we prove that we trust God when we refuse to worry. Because God wants us to live by wisdom, right? And not our own knowledge, not our own strengths, our own abilities. And it's difficult to exercise this if you're always trying to figure everything out. But when you're willing to say, God, I can't figure this out, so I'm going to trust you to give me the wisdom that I so need to feel free. Then you can be comfortable in spite of not knowing. And trusting God often requires not knowing how God is going to accomplish what needs to be done and not knowing when he will do it. Because we often say God is never late, but generally he isn't early either. Why? Well, I would say because he probably uses times of waiting to stretch our own faith in him and to really fully bring about change and growth in our spiritual lives. So that's what I would have to say about that. However, we do spend a lot of time in our lives waiting because change, when we want change, it's a process. Many people want change or want to see deliverance in their lives from different things, but they don't want to go through the process of waiting on God's timing. The truth is, waiting is it's going to happen. It's a given. But the question is, are we going to wait the right way or the wrong way? If we wait the wrong way, we're going to be miserable. We're not going to find that peace that we so need. But if we decide to wait God's way and wait and trust in His timing, we can become patient and enjoy the wait itself. You know, it says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 41, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary, and they shall run and not faint. It takes practice, but as we let God help us in each situation, we develop patience, which is one of the most important Christian virtues. Patience is part of the fruit of the Spirit, as stated in Galatians 5:22. And it's developed with time, so we must not run from difficult situations, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and really allow God to work in us. And so, as we develop patience, God's word says that we will finally feel satisfied, lacking nothing. And there's a verse in James that talks about that too. Even our relationship with God involves progressive changes. I mean, my relationship with God is so much more different now than it was in my early days because of my learning to put my trust fully in Him. Because, like I said, we oftentimes don't get answers right away. Sometimes the answer to our requests might be no, but God's timing and His desire for our lives is going to be so much better than any of ours put together. So my experience in waiting on the Father has been so much better because of that. And every change that I've gone through has made me more mature, more solid, more well-grounded, and more spiritually strong. Because we learn to trust God by going through many experiences that require trust, by seeing God's faithfulness over and over. We let go of trusting ourselves and relying on our own thoughts and our own abilities. The list goes on. And we gradually place our trust in Him fully, completely, 100%. Look at it like this. It's easy to see how timing plays an important part in learning to trust God. Because if He did everything we asked for immediately, we would probably never grow and develop spiritually. Timing and trusting in the Father work side by side. Because God gives us hopes and dreams for certain things to happen in our lives, but He doesn't always allow us to see the exact timing of His plan. You know, not knowing the exact timing is often what keeps us grounded. It keeps us in the program, if you will. And there are times where we might even want to give up if we knew how long it was going to take. But when we accept God's timing, we can learn to live in hope and enjoy our lives while God is working in the background. We know that God's plan for our lives is good, and when we entrust ourselves to Him, we can experience total peace and happiness. Okay? So, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Let's take a look at that. You know, it says in Exodus chapter 13 about when God led the Israelites to the promised land. And they had to wait a long time. I mean, it took them 40 years to get there because they were not trusting in God fully, completely, 100%. So they wasted a lot of time wondering when they were going to get there. But if only they trusted God, it might have taken a lot less time. All right, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." Proverbs 20, verse 24 says, "Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?" Well, when God directs our paths, He sometimes leads us in ways that don't make sense to us in the moment. But we're not going to understand everything right away. Okay? If we try to reason out everything, we're probably going to experience struggle and maybe even confusion. But there's a better way of approaching this, and that is in Proverbs chapter 3. We all know this section. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." You know, this sounds so simple, yet too many people make the mistake of trying to figure everything out all by themselves. Okay? And that's one of man's basic spiritual problems, that they don't believe. Man does not believe what the word says. Man does not believe that God is enough. Mankind always tries to do things on their own, time and time again. We see it all over the place. And I'm sure I'll speak for myself yet again. I've spent a lot of my life trying to take care of things by myself. But when we accepted Christ as our Savior, we probably learned to trust our lives in God's hands. And when we do, we can go right with what it says in Psalm 31, verse 14, which this is a different version here. "I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me," which is the King James Version there. When God's word gets rooted in your heart and begins to change your mind, it begins to really heal us and turn our will away from self-will and onto doing the will of the Father. And when this happens, the desires of our heart begin to manifest. Bondages will fall off of us, and we will see our desires come to pass, especially deliverance. Deliverance often comes with basic trust in the Father and what He's going to be able to do in our lives. Prosperity, favor, promotion, honor, and all kinds of good things come out in the open where they can be seen. And what I'm going to call harvest time, more than ever before, you hear from God. You enjoy His presence, and you're led by the Spirit. Blessings begin to chase you down the street, and joy and calm delight become your normal mood. Because are you tired of waiting? Are you frustrated while crying out, "When, God, when?" Well, then you need to understand that God's timing is much better than ours. You know, He doesn't do things on our timetable. He does things on His, because His is always better. Yet His word promises that He will not be late. Not one single day, but these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. And if it seems slow, don't despair, because the desires of your heart will come to pass. Just be patient, all right? And God causes things to happen at exactly the right time. And our job is to not to figure out when and try to do things all by ourselves, but to put our trust fully in Him and His timing. I can't tell you how many times where I've tried to do something on my own and it just doesn't work out. But the more I trust in God and the more I keep my eyes focused on Him, the more fruit I've seen come to pass. Because trusting God brings life and it brings spiritual strength. Believing brings rest to the soul. So I would say let's try to stop trying to figure everything out and just let God be God in our lives. So this is the first step on the roadmap to deliverance. Well, what's next? We shall find out very soon. But I trust that what God wanted to show us tonight was clear. Deliverance might take time, and learning to wait is vital in our walk with the Father. Okay, so praying for every single one of your hearts and those of us that need any kind of deliverance. We have to learn to wait. We have to learn to trust God fully, 100%, because with God, all things are possible. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, and we thank you for your will, that it gets done over ours, Father, and we trust your timing. We trust that with you, all things are possible. We trust that deliverance will come. And sometimes waiting on deliverance is tough. But with you, I mean, your timing is just so much better than ours because you know things that we don't know. You're working in the background of our lives. You are working miracles that we're not even aware of, Father. So I pray for these things and for each heart on the line tonight. In Jesus' name,